Hey, First Baptist. It's good to see you guys. It's been a week and a half, and it's been a great week and a half. And I really like you guys. So I'm really excited about our future together. I think it's bright. And you guys are great, and we're going to journey together, and we're going to experience life together. I know there's something called a honeymoon phase. I get that. I think I'm in it. Hopefully you're still in it. Hopefully it's not over for you already. We'll journey together, and we might move out of that, but I believe as people get to know each other better, the relationship deepens. Maybe the honeymoon phase ends, but it deepens in other ways. So looking forward to that. Our house is sold. So that's good. Still need to find a place to live. I don't know, not too worried about it. And today is kickoff Sunday, which is a great Sunday to be preaching my first sermon. And I know we're excited to start the ministry year and the school year and all other things that start in the fall with a bang and a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of energy, like kind of time to get up and go. And yes, this is true. Energy is good, enthusiasm is good. It is good to get up and go and do it. But kickoff Sunday is also a good time to reflect, to look at how we are starting, how we get up and go, and to see if we are ready to evaluate if our lives are in balance and ready to go. Because here is what I suspect is true for most of us. We have forgotten the importance of rest. Make no mistake, we do have lots of opportunity for leisure. We have washing machines and dryers, dishwashers and microwaves, TVs and TV dinners, which I'm having a lot of right now, iPhones and iPads and Pop-Tarts. But despite all this convenience, we find ourselves more and more stressed. We find ourselves more and more in the grip of anxiety and stress. We live in the grip of worry and anxiety. Most experts agree that worry and anxiety affect close to 30% of the population in a profound, all-encompassing, life-affecting, overwhelming way. And in some ways, the word worry has replaced the word think. We used to think about things. Now we worry about them. There are signs that all of us need to be attentive to, and there are signs that we are desperately in need of rest. Parents, do you ever find that when your kids speak to you, it's like their voices are coming from a different dimension, kind of like it's through Jell-O or something? And even though they're right beside you, you're kind of like reaching to hear them. And the most attractive room in the house actually ends up being the bathroom. Those of you that work with people, do you find that when you have some spare time that you just want to vacate, numb and oblivious to the world around you, escape to TV, games, something that just takes you away? Or those whose work is physical, do you find that when you come home from work you feel like an empty, depleted shell? And you know you should make time for relationships, but man, you are just so tired. Or maybe none of those categories fit you, but somewhere inside you know that something needs to change because you can sense that you are not healthy. We need Sabbath. We need active rest. And despite all the things around us that promise to help us relax, we don't know how to relax to truly rest. Sometimes I get so tired, and all I want to do, what I need to do is have a nap. I need to sleep. But this is what I actually do. I lie down, I shut my eyes, but instead of sleeping, I find my hand reaching over to the bed table and picking up my cell phone. And I pick up my cell phone and I'll open Facebook. And I'll spend the time I should be resting reading people's status updates, reading memes about food and diet and exercise and success, and watching cat videos. But really, what I really, really need to do was shut my eyes and sleep. But this is what I find myself doing instead. Can any of you relate to the cat videos at least? Yes. We've lost touch with what rest is. And some of us are wound up pretty tight, and one day if this continues, it'll all unravel and make a big mess. We completely lost touch with what it means to recreate, to really, truly rest, and we have a problem. I'm not even sure that we think rest is something that should be a priority in life. Our actions speak this reality. We want to rest, and even though we know we are tired, we often don't revive in a healthy way. We find ourselves bone weary, empty, becoming more and more shells of people, when what God desires is for us to be full. So this is why I think this issue is relevant to starting anything and to kick off Sunday. Rest is on God's agenda too. He doesn't want us to be empty shells, the walking dead. He wants us to be full, to live life in all its fullness and abundance. This issue is so close to his heart, so dear to him, that it's one of the first things that's talked about in the Bible. The idea of rest, the pattern of rest, the sacredness of rest. Genesis 2, as a matter of fact, already this issue has come up and it's being addressed. The very first thing that God gave to us after the 6 days of creation was rest. A day that is holy, set aside for rest, a holy day. I'm going to read from Genesis 2, verses 1 to 3, and you can follow along if you prefer. Thus, the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. And God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. There's something about this passage that I find remarkable. And it's this: it could almost sound like a work week to some of us. There's a casualness about it, a week at the office, a week in the field, a week building houses. Now it's the weekend. He'd finished doing all this work, so he took a day off. So how was your week, God? Oh, you know, got quite a bit done this week. I made a thing called the universe and the heavens and the earth and all their fullness thereof. Now I rest. I like the normality of it. I like the hominess of it. Put against this grand narrative of the creation of the universe and everything in it, and we have this everyday thing that all of us can relate to. A day off. Rest. It's the most natural thing in the world. It's what we should do. We work hard, then we rest. Yeah, we get it. So God, the Almighty, creator of the universe, rested. He took a day off. Why did he do this? Do you ever wonder why he took a day off? Was he tired? Does creating the universe burn a lot of calories? Did he have sore muscles? Did the work of his hands produce calluses? What we know about God is that he didn't need to rest because he was tired. He didn't need to take a day off because he was burned out or just needed to get away from it all. He didn't take a day off because he needed some distance. No. He took a day off because he wanted to admire his work. He wanted to celebrate its goodness. He wanted to bask in the beauty of the work of his hands. It's easy to brush over that. He rested. In the original language, it's more like he ceased on the seventh day. He ceased his work. In the Jewish tradition, they say the word means he stopped to admire his work. And from what we know about God, he wasn't tired. He didn't stop because he was tired. He stopped because it was good to stop, to look, to savor, to appreciate. It is good. He gave us a gift that day. He gave us Sabbath, the day of rest. He blessed that day, the seventh day. He made it holy. He consecrated it. He sanctified it. It became a special day forever and ever. And I think most of us have forgotten about this gift. I think we've forgotten that this gift is for us. Somehow Sabbath has become watered down, optional, kind of a quaint notion, irrelevant. But I want to tell you something today. Nothing is more relevant for Christians today, for people today, than Sabbath, than true rest. We've lost our ability to rest. We've lost it. We are in danger of becoming empty, hollow shells of people. We live in a world of constant distractions and interruptions. We have conveniences that, ironically, are the very things that keep us from experiencing the rest that we need. We need to recover some joy and habit around this. Early Christians kept the Sabbath. They followed the example of Jesus. Jesus observed the Sabbath as given from God, a gift for our good. Now, he did run up against legalism related to the Sabbath, but he never questioned the basic idea of Sabbath. He insisted that the Sabbath had significance as a sign of the inbreaking of the kingdom of God. I'm not saying that we all need to start observing the Sabbath on the seventh day. I'm not even saying that we need to start and celebrate the Sabbath on the first day, Sunday. I am saying that we all need Sabbath because it's killing us not to observe Sabbath. Do you know how to have a Sabbath? Do you know how to rest? There are two things we need to pay attention to if we want to be filled by this gift, the gift of rest. They are ceasing and resting. Ceasing, you can probably guess, means letting go of the things that are work. Sabbath is a break from striving, a day to cease trying to get ahead, a day to cease being productive, a day to cease being the one on which the world depends. Maybe some of us don't cease because we think we are so important that we control, and if we don't do it, it won't get done, so we won't let go. The Sabbath is an opportunity for us, for you and me, to let go, to watch the sun rise and the rains come down and the world go on without us, and realize it doesn't need us. And yes, if you are a student, there's good news here for you too. You can tell mom and dad that there's no homework on the Sabbath. I'm just saying, it might work. So let's see if we're all on the same page here. How would you guys cease? What is something that you want to cease, that you think you should cease? Can you shout it out, whisper it out, whatever you want to do? What do you need to cease?
Yard work.
Bingo. Yard work. Washing dishes. Computer shopping.
Being online.
Serving.
Serving.
Okay. Awesome.
Worrying.
Stop fixing. Okay, we're on the same page. I think these are things, I'm getting this, that they're things that don't really bring you a lot of joy. Am I right? Sabbath is also about what you, someone said something else.
Moving.
Yeah. Oof. I know about that one. Sabbath is also about what you do. It's about rest and the kind of rest that you take. Now, if you're an athlete, or if you've ever been an athlete, or maybe want to be an athlete, they call those triathletes, by the way, you will know that there is a concept called active rest. Basically, it works this way. If you want to recover from a hard week of training, the very best way to do it, surprisingly, is not by doing nothing. It's by doing things that get your body refreshed and ready and primed and healed. So just pretend we're all elite athletes, okay? We're getting ready for the Olympics or the Paralympics, whatever. Instead of spending your day off on the couch eating potato chips, as lovely as that sounds, you do some cross training. You go for a walk. You go for a massage. You do some stretching. You sit in the hot tub. That's active rest. It primes the body. It gets it ready for action, for competition. Sabbath rest is like that. Too often we might simply cease and do nothing. Just tune off. But this text calls us to something else because that doesn't fill us up. It calls us to new habits. It calls us to shed old ones. And it's interesting to me. This struck me that the verb rest, the word rest is a verb. Because we don't think of it as active. We have a passive understanding of what rest is. But rest is a verb. It's an active thing. And this is important. This is where we really need to dig in and discern and think, because we can engage in a lot of false rest that doesn't heal or nourish or fill, but leaves us depleted and empty. And we can become empty shells of people that don't know how to take life and grab it to the fullest and experience the goodness that God has for us. God rested. He ceased his work, but he wasn't tired. He ceased in order to admire an active rest. Active rest means reflecting on what we are thankful for. Active rest means reflecting on where we have come from and where we are going. Active rest means thinking of ways that we can expand our love. Active rest means engaging in activities that increase our well-being and health. Rest is a verb. It's active. Okay, well, let's do this again. Let's see if we get this active rest thing. What are some ideas for you that would be active rest? Meditating somewhere. Riding a bike,
hiking,
reading a book,
watching the sunset,
yeah, something over here,
yoga,
being in the Word,
playing music.
No one said Facebook. Yes. Confession time. Sabbath is active rest. It refreshes. That's the character of this. It refreshes. Do you believe that Sabbath is a gift from God for you? In Mark chapter 2, verse 27, Jesus says, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. He also, if he was here today, would have said this, the Sabbath was made for women, not women for the Sabbath. The Sabbath was created by God for our benefit. It's for us. Active rest will heal your soul, and it will make you whole. And God wants us to be healthy. He wants us to be a whole people as we engage in the mission of being God's sign of redemption to a lost and hurting world. Active rest will heal your soul. And I know this is a big claim, but it's truth, it will. As followers of Jesus, we have an opportunity to lead the charge in this, to be a people who show something different, who show the inbreaking of God's kingdom with how we rest and do and experience life. Keeping the Sabbath is not a legalistic duty. It gives freedom. It is the delight of one whole day in seven, set aside and holy. And I want to say, please don't be too hard on yourself. Don't be too hard on me for watching cat videos. Do what brings joy. That doesn't really bring true joy, by the way. I don't even like cats. But discern what brings joy. You should be excited about this news. Do what you gladly choose to do. But do what you wisely choose to do. Sabbath is a gift from God. In Him we will find true rest. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you gave us the gift of Sabbath. And we want to reclaim the idea that Sabbath is a gift, not a legalistic responsibility. It's a gift, and it fills us up. Father, help us to discern ways in which we are called to cease and in which ways we are called to active rest, and empower us to feel the joy of that and become more and more a people who are whole. In your name we pray. Amen.